In Britain, Prime Minister Gordon Brown has promised tougher background checks on medical professionals and other immigrants. At least four of the eight suspects in the latest attempted car bombings are doctors. The others are in some way related to the medical profession. NPR's Rob Gifford joins us now from London. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Madeline.
Is there so much of a doctor shortage there that they need to employ immigrants?
Well, yes, there is. And in a way, it's just a sort of basic case of supply and demand. One of the big things about Tony Blair's decade in power is that he's poured money into the National Health Service, this free healthcare service of which British people are so proud. And that has created the need for more medical staff, including doctors. Now, at the same time as this, you've had this huge exodus of professional people from countries around the world, especially places like Iraq and the Middle East, where there is civil strife, where there are big problems, and these two things have come together. And so in the last 3 years, we've had 22,500 doctors coming in to Britain legally to work, 900 of them Iraqis, and really it is a flood of medical expertise coming into Britain.
And what sort of screening process do they go through?
The Home Office, the department in charge of home affairs and immigration, checks their immigration status, that they're legal. The General Medical Council, that oversees all of the hospitals in Britain, then confirms their fitness to practice. The actual employer, the hospital or the clinic, then does rigorous checks related to their clinical performance and also follows up with references, gets references from where they trained and where they've worked before. So already, the government says there's plenty in place. There are really two problems to this, of course. One is, how do you check up completely rigorously in a country like Iraq or like, I don't know, some country in Africa or in Asia, where it's very difficult to do such rigorous checks and where, of course, it's easy to get some kind of fake identification. And the second problem is, how can you screen what someone believes? Some people may, of course, have wonderful recommendations and references and be fully qualified. And yet inside them, there may be some kind of ideological time bomb ticking away in their brains that, of course, will never come to light through any type of screening, however rigorous.
These new policies that Gordon Brown is implementing, what are they and what's likely to change in terms of background checks?
I think that there's a general feeling here that immigration checks are too lax, partly because there are so many immigrants coming in. But there have even been suggestions in the newspapers that MI5, the British Security Services, might get drafted in to help with the screening in some way, or perhaps to get people on the ground in the countries where the people are coming from to take more of a part in checking the qualifications that they say that they have. But I think it's going to be a very, very big problem because, you know, 22,000 people, for instance, just in the last 3 years, that's a lot of people. And I think there's a feeling that, well, inevitably, one or two are going to slip through the net.
How desirable is it to work for the NHS? Is it something that people born and raised in Britain would aspire to? Or is it something that they think, well, it's not paid too well and let's leave it to, you know, immigrants?
I think when you rise up through the ranks of the NHS to become a consultant in the upper echelons, it's very well paid. And of course, people supplement it with private medicine and consulting on the side, which they're allowed to do. But I think certainly there may be a feeling that some of the less desirable medical jobs, the less desirable shifts in less desirable parts of Britain, a lot of those jobs perhaps that the immigrants come and fill first of all, as it is in any area of society.
NPR's Rob Gifford in London. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Madeline.